Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi He Amud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. We are in Siman Shin He, which deals with the halachos of what an animal is allowed to wear on Shabbos without being a problem of the owner who owns the animal being overcarrying. And we are at the very top of the Amud with Sif Ches. The Mechaber writes, Mutar Litein Mardas Ala Chamor Mipnei Hatzina. One is permitted to put this saddle-like cloth or garment on top of the donkey. We explained that it says it's a small type of a saddle, which we said is more correct that the girsa should have been a large type of a saddle, which covers up the donkey, which we said is very sensitive to the cold. So the Mechaber is telling us here, you're allowed to put this on even on Shabbos. However, if you're putting it on Shabbos, then ubavach lo yikshirenuvo, you can't tie it on. Mipnei shekishakosher, because when you tie it, tzarech likrav elov, you have to obviously get very close to the animal to tie it on properly. The nimso mishtames babali chayim, and you can end up using the animal, which is a problem because the animal is muktzah, and therefore you can't move the animal or really use the animal in any way on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chavtes explains, Hainu shalo lotzeis l'rishus sarabim. That which we said you can put the mardas on the animal, that's not in the rishus sarabim. Kiim shahaya b'chotzer. That's only within an area that has an eruv around it. Sivkot and Lamed, we said, b'ne'atzina, Hainu d'mishum zeh lo chayshinu l'tircha d'shabbos. Because the donkey, as we explained, is very sensitive to the cold, so you're allowed to put this blanket, this large saddle-like structure on top of the animal, and it's not considered extra work, extra tircha on Shabbos, because the animal needs it. Sivkot and Lamed, Aleph, you're not allowed to tie it on. Hainu afilu b'kesher sheinu shokayama. The problem here isn't the knot. Even if you put it on with a knot that doesn't involve any yisurim on Shabbos, the problem, as we said, is you may come to use the animal. Mechaber continues and he writes, that's only for a donkey, aval ahlasus, but for a horse, which is not as sensitive to the cold, even the less late tsaritsino, it doesn't have the same level of pain and suffering from the cold. Also, litain olov mardas klal. You're not allowed to put this mardas on it no matter what. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Beis, Mishum dehevi tircha shelo litzorch, because this is an unnecessary, excessive tircha. Then he says, v'ayinen in the bir hagra, Shekos of the Vilna Gaon writes, the Ladas Rashi, according to the opinion of Rashi in the Gemara, Gam al Hasus, a person would be permitted to put a mardas even on a horse, v'chein l'chol abeimos, mutu litein mardas b'chotzer. On any animal, you'd be allowed to put this mardas on it in an Erev area, in a chotzer. The Gam lohem yesh tsar tzina, u'mo lechimam, because while they may not be as sensitive as a donkey, they still feel the cold, and it will benefit from having the mardas on it. So you're allowed to do this for any animal. Then the Mishnah writes, "V'chose b'stoma." This is all under the normal circumstances. However, avol b'shoa shakor godo, you're dealing with sub-freezing weather. You're dealing with very cold weather. Vanu roim shemazik l'susa. We see that the susa is uncomfortable. V'chein b'imos hachama, or alternatively in the summer when it's very, very hot. Shazvuvim rabim umetzarim l'sus, and there are a lot of flies around and they're bothering the horse. Then, l'kuliyama mutu laniach b'chotzer hamadas. Oshar begit alav. Then you would be allowed, in these extreme weather conditions, where the horse will definitely be bothered by the extreme weather, and putting on the mardas will make it benefit either in the cold, because it will keep it warm, or in the summer, it will keep the flies off it. And that's permissible. D'lo gara michamar, because now it's no different than a donkey that's very sensitive to the cold. Here, it's very sensitive, and therefore the mardas will help. However, you have to be careful. You have to be careful that you don't use the animal, you lean on the animal while you're putting on this covering. Mechaber continues and he writes, Ulo hasir mardas b'shabbos, to take the mardas off the animal on Shabbos, here, beimin achamor, whether you put it on the donkey, or beimin asos, or you have it on a sauce, nevertheless, it's osir. You're not allowed to remove it from either of the animals. Why? Kivan the less late sarim lo yisirena, since the animal doesn't really suffer if you leave it on it. The donkey or the horse or any other animal has the mardas on it, it's not really suffering. It would maybe be a little bit better off if the mardas was off it, but it's not really suffering, and therefore you're not allowed to take it off. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Lamed Gimel. They have a tircha shelo tzarich, because removing the mardas over here is excessive tircha, and you're not allowed to do this. V'afilu im kvar nischamimo ayidei masoi shenosim imod yom. And this is even if the animal's already heated up. So you might have thought, well, then that situation, it's really excessive heat on the animal with the mardas on it, so that's not the case. Dishifunim 11 brings down, However, if you are able to take something off an animal without moving the animal, so then Rosh Lomo Zalman's that Sal Paskins, Shemutu Lito Masumela, you would be allowed to take off some sort of a burden from the animal. Vein Zed Dome, Lamash Osir Amola Kamon, and this is different than what the Ramah will say is forbidden, Lito Chefet Samunuch Agabi Ilan, as opposed to taking something off a tree. Because with the tree, you're concerned that you may come and uproot something from the tree, whereas we're not no Isser of Tlisha, of Tolush, of removing something from the ground, there's no such issue from an animal. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Daled tells us, look in the Bir Halacha, I am the Bir Halacha. And if you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masvu, Lahasir, Ma'adas, Bishabas, Mechule, Ubey Menasus, so the Chavetz Chaim writes that the Mechaber over here, who said you can't take it off from a donkey or from a horse, Sosan Bozeh Kedas HaSmak. This is the opinion of Sefer Mitzvahs Gedolos, the Smak. However, he says, look in the Bir Agra, who writes the Das Rashi, that says that Rashi holds the Minasus, and as well from other animals, Mutr lohaser mardas v'cheina uka. You would be allowed to take off the mardas or a smaller saddle from a horse or other animals, and it's only the dafka min hachamor, the islay kriris bioser. It's only from a donkey, which always suffers from the cold, and it's going to get very cooled off quickly, and it's going to be uncomfortable when you take off the mardas. V'yitztanin mimela afilum lo nasir me'alov, mashe'en kem b'shar behemos, as opposed to other animals. Then we continue in the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, V'ukof osur, a regular saddle is forbidden, ben lito, whether to take it off, ben loniach, whether to put it on. And this is true, ben lechamor, ben lesus, for a donkey or for a sus. And the reasoning is explained in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Lamed Hei, hatam, kanal le'inyan mardas, as we explain in regards to mardas, that you weren't allowed to take off the mardas over here, because it's excessive work, and the animal's not really being bothered by it. And why can't you put it on? So the reason why the Mechaber wrote that, Hatam, the Kivin, the Eino Mechamem, Rak Ma'at, since it only will benefit the animal in keeping it warm a little bit because the Ukaf over here is smaller, it doesn't really accomplish anything, so therefore it's unnecessary work that has no purpose, and that's why it's forbidden. Sit Tes. The Mechaber writes, Ukaf Sha'agabi HaChamor, a saddle that's on a donkey. Shabob in Aderech, the donkey comes back from being on the road. Venisiaga, and it's very hot, it's schwitzed up over here from all the work that it did, and you have to take off the saddle in order to cool the animal off. So then, in this situation, you're allowed to take off the saddle. However, lo yitlenim biyado, don't take it off with your hand. Ela, matir hachevel, unloosen the straps to keep the saddle onto the animal, mitachta, from the bottom, umulicho, and then you lead the animal from the outside into the courtyard, umivio bechatzil, once it comes inside the courtyard, for who know film ela, then the saddle will fall off on its own, and this is the way you should do this. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Vav, the afti eishlach hamar oneg b'hasaraso, because even though one could argue that the chamar is so schwitzed up over here that it needs to benefit, it will benefit from taking off the saddle, it's not really suffering if you don't take it off. Yes, it would be better if you took it off, but it's not suffering. That's why we said it's also to take it off, at least directly with your hands. Now, we already said this previously, and the only reason it's written again over here, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Ushino, it's written again over here, Mishum Seifa, to tell us the right way that you can take it off by untying it from the bottom and letting it fall off by itself. Sif Yud, the Mechaber writes, Ein tolin lachamor trasko. You're not allowed to place on a donkey a trasko. What is a trasko? So this is essentially a feeding trough, as the Ramah tells us, pirish. Kli shel arava, it's some sort of a basin. Kalufa, a woven type of a basin over here, like a wicker basket. Umechuse ba'ar, it's covered up in leather. And you place it, bitzavoro, the Mechaber continues, around the neck of the animal. Litin macholo besocho shiol chamisham. And you put food in there, and it's a feeding bag for the animal. So you're not allowed to place this on a donkey. However, you can place this aval agolim usiochim on smaller animals like an eagle, a calf, or a sioch, a baby donkey, shetzavarim katan, which have much smaller necks. Umitzdarin lechol agabe karka, it's much harder for them to bend down and eat food from the ground. So therefore, they are allowed to wear such a feeding bag, and it's permissible. However, only shari b'chotzer, only in an area that has an eruv around it. However, aval ein yotzebo, but you can't let it go out into a rishus harab. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Zayin, the komidi she'enu ela letaynug labehema have a tircha shelo letzorech v'yoser. I, the feeding bag, will benefit the animal, but it's only really a pure benefit for the animal. The animal could also eat from the ground, so maybe it's a little bit easier and it doesn't have to bend down, but that's called taynug for the behema, and that is considered an extra tircha that's not necessary, and therefore it's forbidden. Sivkat Lamed Ches. You're not allowed to let it go out into Rishus Rabim. Afilu Moyatoli Alei Mibojom. This is true even if it was already on the animal from Friday. You're not putting it on Shabbos because the heavy masoi, it is something that is considered a burden and that the animal is carrying it, so it doesn't make a difference that it was put on Friday. Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Lo Yetze Hasus Biznav Shual Shetolim Bein Einov Shalotishlot Bo Ayin Hora. A horse is not allowed to go out with the tail of a fox, which was placed between the eyes of the horse, in order that it shouldn't have an ayin hara somehow work against it. The issue footnote number 13 brings down that this is somewhat of a kameya, somewhat of an amulet, and he brings down from the Chas de David, Shiznav Shual Lo Borur Shiyoel. It's not a proven amulet. It works sometimes. It works sometimes, apparently. Again, I'm not sure I understand how this works, but in any event, it has the din of a kameya she'en mumcha, and therefore you're not allowed to go out with it. Likewise, the Mechaber continues, you can't go out below bizahoris sh'osim lo linoi. You can't go out with a certain type of a red strap, a crimson strap over here that they would beautify the animal with by having the animal wear it. Likewise, below izim b'chis shebedadeim, a goat can't go out with some sort of a pouch that you placed under its udder, shekosher no sum, that you tie up the udder over there, shol yisartu dadeim b'kotzim, so that the udder which is hanging down will not be cut with thorns as the animal is walking on the ground. Likewise, v'lo para b'chasom shebepia, you can't let a cow go out with the muzzle that's in its mouth, shechos min pia shelo tira b'stos acherim, that's used to muzzle the animal, so it shouldn't go and pasture in somebody else's field. And likewise, v'lo chol behema b'sandol shenoel im b'ragla, no animal is allowed to go out with some sort of footwear that you place on its legs, shelo tinoget, to prevent the animal from hurting its legs. We'll see in a moment, this doesn't include a horseshoe. However, avol yotza be'eged sha'al gabi maka, but an animal is allowed to go out with a bandage that's on top of a wound, and likewise can go out, we have the word ubekash kashim, which are certain types of splints, sha'al gabi ashever, sort of like a cast for a fracture that's made up, as the Mechaber tells us, v'im luchos, these are boards of wood, shekoshim lehem soviv etzem, that you, these splints you place around the fracture, hanishbar behen, that the bone is broken over here, and this will keep the bone in place and will keep the animal from suffering. Now, in the Bir HaGola, it says that the proper pronunciation is not kashkashim over here, but is kashishin. In any event, an animal can also go out if its placenta has come out, but not fully. If the placenta is hanging from the animal, you're also allowed to let the animal go out with that hanging placenta. And finally, the last thing that we talk about here that's permissible, upokek zug shebatzavora umetayel bo bechotzer. You likewise can go and muffle the sounds of a bell that an animal has around its neck, and the animal is allowed to go out in the chotzer, in the area with an eruv around it, wearing such a bell. You don't have a problem, as we'll see, with the sound, and there's no problem over here with carrying. However, the Mechaber says, avolo teitzei bo lirushus harabim. But you can't let it go into the Rishus Sarabim, even though it's not making any noise, it's plugged up. And this is true, this is true whether the bell is around the animal's neck, whether it's in some sort of a garment that the animal is wearing. As the Mishnah will tell us in Sivkot Mem Dalet, it was very customary that they would go and put some sort of a garment or some sort of a beged on top of a horse, shelo yitanfu, it shouldn't get dirty. So this Sif lists several things that you can go out with, and several things that you can't. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Tes explains, B'chol Eilu, in all of these, Hatam, the reason why they can't go out, Lefi She'en Behem Tzorech L'Shmiras Gufon V'Havei Masoi, because all of them don't serve any protective purposes for the animal, and therefore it is considered a burden. The exception being Levad Misandal, the shoe, Shenoel Baraglea Behema, that you put on the animal's foot, datam mishum duma nafal the osil asuya. Here, it isn't because it's a burden over here. Here, it's because it may fall off, and you're going to come to carry it daladamas rishus harabim. And likewise, that reasoning is also the chaim bekis shebedad yizim. That was also the reason for the pouch that was holding the udder of the goat. And it's mashma miagra. The Vilna Gaon's opinion is that tam gam ki mishum sheino muhuduk yafed, because it's not attached well. The chayshin and dilma nofal akis. We're concerned that the pouch will fall off over here. Vasi balei and lasuy, and the master, the owner, the Jewish owner, will come to carry dalet amos bishus harabin. So again, the reasonings that you can't do these are either because it's considered a burden, or even if it's not considered a burden, your concern is that it will fall off and it will be carried daladamas b'shusarab. Mishnah Berurah Siman Kot Mem tells us Ayin Le'el B'Siv Katan Chav Dalid Masha Kosu Sham. There we had that in certain situations, if it's tied tight around the goat's udder, you can let it go out. And here it's a different reason. Here it's to protect the udder from the thorns. There it was to make sure that the udder didn't produce milk. Sivkot and Memalef, we said you can't let an animal go out with a sandal. However, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Vinira, She'ein Bechlal Zeh HaBarzel Shekovin Beragli HaSusi Milamata. This doesn't include horseshoes. This doesn't include the iron shoe that is attached literally to the hoof, the bottom of the horse. The Kivin Shekavuv Masmerim. It's attached with some sort of a pin. It's attached with nails. Lo Chayshin on Dilmanofle. There's no way it's falling off, and therefore there's no concern that it will be carried Dalet Amos Mishus Rabim. And since this is considered wearing it, so therefore it's not considered a problem of carrying as a masli. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Beis says as long as you muffle the bell, you're allowed to go out with it in an enclosed area. Hainu, shaso same ha'inbo, you go and somehow prevent the clapper, the clanger inside the bell, shibasocha, betsemer obimochin, you plug it up with putting in some sort of wool or some sort of a cotton material. Because if you don't do that, the lav hochi, also mishum de mashmiya kol, then you have a problem if it's making noise. Dishu foot number 14 discusses this a little bit and says that when you're dealing with young children and they have these pamonim, these bells on their clothing, so then that's a problem. Even if it's woven into the clothing, so there is an isser over there because you want the bedavka to make the call. However, in adults, where you're not interested, or for example in a Sefer Torah, where it's not really your interest to have it making noise, so then there's room to be makel and to allow such a garment to be worn by an adult or by a Sefer Torah. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Gimel writes that the reason you can't go out over here with the bell, even if it's plugged up into the Rishus HaRabim, Mishum de Mechseh Kemolicho Bashuk Limkar, based upon the Gemara telling us that it looks like you're bringing it to the marketplace to sell, and there's a problem over here of Maris Ayin. And Dishu Foot number 15 brings down, even though the Isser of Mechira is only midrabanan, and nevertheless, we see over here that we make the Gzeira over here of Marasayin even for the Rabbanan. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says you can't necessarily bring a Raya, because he says the Ramban says that in all Dinei Shabbos, we are concerned over here, even midrabanan, we treat them like a Daraisa. So you can't make a general rule that for Marasayin we do even for the Rabbanan. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Umashma de Be'elu de Lo Shayachzeh, in a situation where you're not worried about the animal looking like it's being sold, for example, kigon b'chasulim with cats or the ofos or birds, v'chiyai gavna or other animals like this, shein derech lolich limkar, you don't go and bring them to the marketplace to sell them in that fashion. So then, bezug muto kishapakuk, then they could go out with a bell around them as long as it doesn't make any noise. So there's no problem with mashmiyas kol, and there's no problem with marasayin that it looks like you're going to sell it in the market. He then brings down from the smag. B'smag mashma to also af be'elu lotzeis mishum masui. The smag disagrees and says even these have the status of being a burden. And he says ayin the mogen of rum d'al yirabah to discuss this further. V'dad the Mishnah Berurah says you should know the kol hanach damrinam b'behema to also lotzeis mishum sarabim mishum masui. Every one of these situations we said you can't go into the mishum sarabim because it's carrying b'chotzer shari in an area that's enclosed in an area. Then you are allowed to go in the chotzer in the courtyard. And he says, not only if it has an Erev around it, he says, even if it doesn't have an Erev around it. He says, however, Ulinyan Carmelis, in regards to a Carmelis, however, Yesh Deos Bein Achronim, there you have different opinions already. Yesh Matirim, Yesh Osrim, there are those that permit it and those that forbid it. Ulinyan Rishus Harabim Shalonu, Bevada Yesh Lazar, and our Rishus Harabim, which is, of course, controversial as to whether it really has the status of Rishus Harabim, certainly there you should be careful, even according to the opinions that say it may not be a real Rishus Harabim. Because the Yesh possess Sofik Yisotor, because certainly there's a Sofik Yisotor over here, Kmo Shibiyarti in the Bir Halacha. Then he writes, Ubedover Shachashashu Mishum Dilmanof of Osib all of Lasuye. And for those where it's not a problem of carrying, but it's a problem that it may fall off, and then the owner will come and take it and carry it down at Amos and Shusarabin, then Afa Maitirim Hanal Modim Dosib Karmelis. Then certainly you can't go and carry it in a Karmelis, because that certainly is also Midrabonim to carry there. But according to those, the reason is you may have a maris ayin concern, it looks like you're coming to go sell the animal. So then, then even if it's in a mavoi that has an air around it, it's also because there's nothing to do with carrying, even the shlichish on rabbin, because there are many people over there, and the maris ayin concern will apply. And this is the opinion, in fact, can't cause the Magen Avraham. This is the opinion of Magen Avraham. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he brings down by Prima Gordon, Lechain Habes Meir, Mefachvukin Bedin Zed. There is controversy over this din, and we'll leave it at that, and this will end today's shir.